So he admits that in a democratic state thus constituted, it's not going to be the republic. Sorry, Plato, but it'll be as good as we can get. Got to temper the dream with the possible, right? Oh, I'm jumping ahead of myself. But the impulses, continuing with de Tocqueville, but the impulses of the social body may be regulated and directed forwards. If there be less splendor than in the halls of the aristocracy, the contrast of misery will be less frequent also. The pleasures of enjoyment may be less excessive, but those of comfort more general. The nation, taken as a whole, less brilliant, less glorious, may be less strong even, but the majority of the citizens will enjoy a greater degree of prosperity, and the people will remain quiet. No more French revolutions. That's what they're determined to avoid. Me too, by the way. I don't think we want to have anybody's heads roll. We want our hearts open, every one of us. And then he concludes, not because it despairs of amelioration, but because it is conscious of the advantages of its condition. Unquote. That's from Alexis de Tocqueville, Democracy in America. And we have to discuss that quote because some significant portion of the world's citizens, some significant percentage of the world's citizens agree with that quote. I know, because when I was talking to people, I heard versions of exactly what de Tocqueville is saying. And down through the centuries, we have been stuck in that lie. Labor is our inevitable lot. Labor is our inevitable lot. And it sounds true, right? Because look at every animal and plant, for that matter. They are all doing work, right? So it sounds right, except not in application. Our human energy should be no more a commodity on sale for the market. And I don't care if there's no market anymore, if the control of the resources are in the hands of a few. In China, you have a coerced work system. In Egypt, you have a coerced work system because the resources are consolidated in the hands of the few. It doesn't matter if it's not in the hands of a corporation. It's not in our hands, is the point.